Dear our Williams, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning and hi to everyone else. Thursday, 23rd of March, and hazy morning here in Oroville on 25 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast promises for today partly sunny and pleasant, and over the night mostly cloudy. Temperatures ranging from low of 24 to high of 33 with heat index on 39 degrees Celsius. Southerly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Moon is waning crescent, visible on 27%. Following is an excerpt of interview with Mark Onribu on Litter Free Oroville 2017, inviting us to upcoming events.
LFA 2017.
Anyhow, good morning, Mark. Good morning, Onribu, and welcome to our studio.
Good morning.
Thank you. Said, LFA 2017, which means Litter Free Oroville 2017, started on Friday. I mean, officially, I know it started much earlier.
So we had some days preparation before with volunteers, and this was incredible work done by them because they were working hard and coming every day to help us. So this was a good, very good point. And this is a little bit the aim of this campaign. It's to involve the maximum of people, guests, but also most of the community. So we would like them to come and to participate. This is very important for us. This is the aim, and we will have the Trashen show the 1st of April in Visitor Center. So this will bring some good vibes, and maybe also people will come and see the work done in Kalakendra. So, but this was the idea here, to bring the people in Kalakendra, and we had a lot of units coming.
Actually, a lot of us, we found our heart in garbage, like yeah. Mark and Oak started the upcycling studio. We started Wasteless and trying to focus on education. Mm-hmm. And I think what this campaign is about trying to center our efforts to improve the way we manage waste in Oroville. And I think what we wanted to do is connect everyone and have a larger vision for Oroville's waste management. And this needs a kind of place where everyone works together.
Let's stay with what's going on with LFA 2017. Hmm. I think on Thursday you will have an interesting talk, two of you, right?
Yes.
Mainly Mark.
No, but about this project, so from the European community, mm-hmm. Startup Cycling. So I would like to present it and mm-hmm. to ask young people from Oroville and non-Orovillian to come, and let's see how we can involve them in this project, and so to share and to experiment and to earn also mm-hmm. some money. So let's see how far we can go, and it's a very exciting project. So
Mark is going to be teaching people how to build with Tetra Paks. Oak is going to do things with the upcycling cushion.
Gabriel is doing the puppets, no?
Yes.
Fantastic puppet show.
Yeah.
And making puppets.
You have another team joining you, Unicorn Collective, right?
Yes. Mm. Yes, they are doing these giant puppets, and they are performing
from trash. Yeah, we have.
Yeah. And they are doing also so these workshops mm-hmm. with kids and adults to create river and fishes. Emiko is doing this origami workshop. Uh-huh. Oroville Paper is giving workshop in Oroville Paper. So Thursday, Well Paper, Shranjali will make some demonstration on the 8th of April. Mm-hmm. And we have also these movies, interesting movies around trash.
On 25th, which is that Saturday, yeah?
Little cleanup, yes.
Yes. In Svaram, yeah, mm-hmm. around Kotakarai. Yeah, it started at 9 o'clock, uh-huh. and all the people, all the units in this area will be involved. So they will go because I heard that there is a lot of litter there. So all around Svaram, Ganesh Bakery, so all this that area, part. They will start to clean, and I hope we will have enough bags. but we ask them also to bring them back to Kalakendra to see a little bit what's going on.
The collected trash will go back to Kalakendra.
Yeah.
If you want to clean up in Kotakarai, go there and join in. Or you can make your own cleanup wherever you are, if you feel.
And bring the trash to Kalakendra.
Yeah.
And bring the trash to Kalakendra.
Yeah. We are happy to receive all the trash. So we'll see how much, but at least we'll see.
Today, Thursday 23rd at 3:30 p.m. at Bavishate Bar at Niva Siru. Within our Orwellian conversations, Michael will be talking on sustainable community building and the joy of impermanence. On Friday 24th and Saturday 25th at 8 p.m. at Visite Center, the French Pavilion presents The Mental Fortress, a selection of French texts from Mother and Satprem, read in French only, with Céline, Christophe Frédéric, and Werhout, directed by Céline. On Saturday 25th, between 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., opening of the model apartment at Kalpana Housing Project, opposite of library on the Crown Road. From Bharat Niva's Pavilion of India come an invitation to art and craft textile workshop where you could learn to craft of tie and dye and block print of rich fabrics and color by Mrs. Seema Majumar, Mrs. Ramanathan Ben, Safi Monabat, Farana and Mami. Those are all women from Ahmedabad, Gujarat. The workshop will be going on today, 23rd, tomorrow 24th, Saturday 25th, between 9 to 12 and between 2 to 5 p.m. at Kala Kendra in Bharat Niva. You can contact Mimi and Ruby or Ramesh on 262-2488. Within lectures at University of Human Unity at Unity Pavilion, today at 7:30 p.m., a series of four lectures about man's place in the universe by Professor Sedar Kamar. Today we will listen to nature-nurture debate, what makes us who we are, biology or culture. We have also an update from Water Group, because they thank everyone who participated in the water photography contest. They received 67 photo submissions and they were impressed by the quality and thoughtfulness of the photos. They finally agree on a photo that they appreciate for its light and texture, as well as for its vivid depiction of the soil of Orville. The photo was taken on our Orville farm, which helped them to remember an intimate relationship between water, our farms, and the food we eat. The photographer is Ramanan, 26, a newcomer staying at Vichandikulam. And they thought also that some people might be interested in attending Films on Water or the Moving Waters Film Festival in Chennai, happening now through this coming weekend, and more in April. At Pitanga will be on display painting exhibition by Carla Sello, Energy of the Chakras, from 25th of March until 8th of April. And apparently we're gonna have some good lunches, because on Sunday 26th we are welcome for a refreshing and delightful lunch at Terra Sol in Vindara Farm. On Sunday the 2nd of April, Bharat Niva's Pavilion of India presents Maharashtrian lunch at the Titi Grita guest house. And this Sunday, 26th of March, Bengali lunch, as well as the Titi Grita guest house. Those lunches will be between 12:30 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. only for Orovillians and newcomers, and you need to book your plate at atitigrita@orville.org. Issue 6 of the Squeak is a magazine by the media and communication students of the learning community, TLC kids aged from 10 to 14. And it's out. They do it mainly to develop writing and editing skills. But you can also pick up the paper version at PTDC, or you can look at PDF on our text. From Adi Shakti comes an announcement on an intensive 10-day theater workshop for actors, writers and musicians in order to explore the theme of partition, migration and exile via improvisation, storytelling, sound, movement and music. The Goethe Institute 1, Max Miller, Bhavan, Chennai and Kolkata are organizing workshops for actors, playwrights and musicians with professional experience in March and April 2017. The 10-day workshop will be conducted by German, Syrian actress and theater director Corinne Yaber. And the workshop will be going on at Adi Shakti. At Cinema Bharat Neos Auditorium, tomorrow, Friday 24th, there was screen live at Montreal concert with guitarist Aldi Melola, Jean-Luc Ponty, Stanley Clark, all of whom recorded numerous albums as jazz fusion leaders during the 70s and 80s, directed by Bruno Monsignor, and was made in France and Poland. At Ecofilm Club in Sadhana Forest also tomorrow, but at 7 p.m. Press Pause Play, made in 2011 by David Dvorsky and Victor Koehler. At Visitor Center Movie Show tonight at 8 p.m. they will screen Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, made 2016. It's a fantasy adventure and directed by David Yates. And tomorrow, and Answer Calls, also made in 2016, fantasy adventure drama directed by I.A. Bayona. At Cinema Paradiso tonight we can see French drama Standing Tall, made in France in 2015 and directed by Emmanuel Bergot. On Saturday, international comedy drama romance Patterson, made in USA in 2016 and directed by Jim Jarmusch. At children's film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Swallows and Amazons, made in UK in 2016 and directed by Philippa Lothar. And later on at Hall Ashby Film Festival at Cine Club at 8 p.m. Being There, made in USA in 1979 and of course directed by Hall Ashby. From the Synthesis of Yoga by Sri Aurobindo we read, for desire and passion too have their divine forms. There is a pure ecstasy of the soul seeking beyond all craving and grief. There is a will of Ananda that sits glorified in the possession of the Supreme Beatitudes. Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on auroradio.org.